About 100 people who say they depend on Medicaid payments say the program is under attack from congressional Republicans trying to cover the cost of President Donald Trump's agenda. The protesters rallied outside the Warren office of Republican Congressman John James. He wrote on X earlier this month that the GOP will always protect Medicaid, but Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib tells WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter that Medicaid cuts would threaten coverage for millions of people with low incomes, and that compelled her to join the protest miles away from her own U.S. House district.
So I'm here because Medicaid cut would devastate so many of my families in my district. And I know if John James could just join us to choose the families and the communities he represents in Macomb and Oakland County that rely on Medicaid, especially parents with special needs kids. We know that a huge number of our mothers depend on prenatal care through Medicaid. And so I'm here to urge him to choose the people that he elected him, not Trump or Elon Musk. And I mean, all of us will have his back if he chooses to do the right thing. But we just need 3 to 4 Republicans to join us. And we're hoping that Congressman John James changes his mind and doesn't cut Medicaid.
What do you mean specifically by that you need 3-4 Republicans to join?
It's the difference between Democrats and Republicans in the U.S. House and Congress. The Republican majority is very small. And we know that many of our Republican colleagues, including one in California, over 60% of his residents depend on Medicaid. So this is not a Republican, a Democratic, or independent. It's really an issue of access to health care coverage for those that are ill or those that have special medical conditions. And John James's district is one that would be hit very hard if Medicaid cuts were to go into effect. And so he voted to the $880 billion out of the Energy and Commerce Committee that oversees health care, Medicare, Medicaid, Affordable Care Act. All of it is under that committee. And he did it with no hesitation. And we're here to remind him, no, this would actually devastate his community, not just communities like mine.
There had been talk for a long time that people were going to stay away from entitlements, period, that wasn't anything you touched. When Republicans say they're trying to find cost savings and that there's not many other places to look except entitlements, what is your reaction to those comments?
Have they looked at the Pentagon budget? That Pentagon budget that hasn't passed 7 audits in a row, you're talking about almost 15% of the budget is out of the Pentagon budget. The defense contractors, the military defense complex has been draining our public tax dollars. If you can't pass an audit, why didn't you start there if you're talking about efficiency? Why would you go to Medicaid and Department of Education and so many of these vital, important services for our families? You know, they can name it whatever they want, but it's life-saving. I have talked to so many families that without the food assistance, without Medicaid, without special education programs through our public education system, their lives would be devastated. You know, you have folks that are gaslighting the public and saying that this is supposed to be some sort of cost saving. It's not. It's them wanting to deteriorate any sort of public programs that help our families so they can privatize. And if you listen to the public, they would have told you, don't touch Medicaid. You promised not to touch it, and you did. You voted for $880 billion, almost $1 trillion cut to health coverage.
You mentioned that your phones have been blown up, that people have been calling with concerns. There have been some people, after the stopgap funding measure was passed, that had concerns about Democrats. They said that they didn't think they were standing up enough, that they should take other actions beyond what they're doing right now. Again, what's your reaction to those kind of comments?
Yeah, I mean, I'm here. I'm here because I'm doing everything I can. If it means me having to join John James' residence here or pushing back against, I mean, it was like $23 billion in cuts for veterans health care in that so-called temporary budget that people call a CR, continuing resolution. There's health care coverage, there's veterans care, there's vital services that are literally at the chopping board within weeks of Trump becoming president. And this is not a choice that we should be giving Americans. We should really be listening to them and understanding that if we really wanted to care for them, let's fix our health care system. Let's figure out other ways. And if that's really your true intention around efficiency and waste, when we can organize our residents, transformative change comes from them. They can move the institution. These are the things that we can do. Put our organizing hats on, join our residents in trying to give them a bullhorn. And that's what we can do with the power of our letterhead, the power of our vote, and the power to organize.